Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We're talking this week about how you build a functional organization. And by an organization, it could be, you know, running your household. Your household could be an organization, or it could be a Fortune 500 company. But it really starts with making sure you have the right people. And when we talk about bringing in the right people, it could be the right person for a role that you need in your company. It could be the right person for, you know, even a cleaning person you're going to bring into your home. But it all starts with the interview. And we talked about that yesterday. And the point is that you can really eliminate a lot of your problems simply by having an in-depth interview process and doing some serious due diligence on the people that you're going to hire before you hire them. That can make a huge difference in terms of the quality of the output of whatever it is that they're doing and whatever it is that you're doing collectively. And once you get through that interview process and you've weeded out the people that will not fit in within the organization or within the role that you need, and you found those that are good, that align with your values, the next thing you want to do is you want to train those people. And what we know is that people need direction. What we know is that they need to understand what your corporate culture looks like. And what we know is we need to show them how to thrive within that culture. And so there's some ways you can do that. First thing you can do is, if there are other people in similar roles, have them shadow those people so that they can get a better understanding of the scope of the responsibilities. And then the second part of it is dedicate time to literally sitting down with them and teaching them what they need to know in order to be successful. Now, you'd be surprised at how many people come in, even with big Fortune 500 companies, they come in and they just have people figure it out. Well, if you're just forced to figure it out, it's going to take you much, much longer, right? 5-10 times longer to really get where you want to go, or to get the person to the point where they're ready to take things on. If you can simply devote some time to ensuring that the person is doing what it is that you're looking for, carrying things out, and has a clear sense of what they're supposed to do, what you're going to do is you're going to shrink that time. And you're going to get them to a point where they become profitable to you in a sooner period of time. And by doing this, you're setting certain expectations in place of what you're looking for. And so if you simply take the time to train, and the more energy you put into training, the greater the output it's going to have. And so, you know, training seems to be one of those things that a lot of people don't spend a lot of time with. They overlook, or they just assume people will figure things out. They don't always figure things out. They may become something different than what you're anticipating. The way you get them the way you get people to do what it is that you're looking for them to do is you teach them what it is that you want. And that is what training is all about. If you know of anybody that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and just suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can get the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to take a deeper dive on this idea of setting expectations. But for today, you know, once you get through the interview process and you bring someone on, train them. Teach them how your organization works. Tell them what you're looking for, and really show them how they can thrive in the organization or in the role that they're going to be brought into.